Some Spanish language TV networks are adding bilingual programs, new reality shows, kids programming, and dramas in both Spanish and English. That's in response to the growth of the Latino population, less by immigration than through babies born in the U.S. But as NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, it's not clear if people who speak both languages want to watch bilingual TV.
The new bilingual series, Mia Mundo, centers on the world, the mundo of Mia Ramirez. She's a glamorous online entertainment magazine editor.
Hey, Mia. Mia, you're not late, pero Tina llegó hace como 15 minutos.
And Steph? She's clearly one step ahead of me.
Go, you all set? Gracias, amiga.
This is a woman who's single, bilingual, completely bicultural, very tech-savvy, not really in a hurry to get married, has a great career.
Producer Mimi Belt says Mia Mundo is vying for new audiences. Telemundo.com is showing 3-minute-long webisodes, and the bilingual cable network Mundos airs weekly TV episodes. The cast borrows English-speaking actresses from another NBC Universal property, Bravo, reality stars from Interior Therapy and The Real Housewives of Orange County.
We decided to subtitle it for both the English-dominant and Spanish-dominant viewers to be able to see it. We were trying to cover all our bases there.
It's Mundos' latest experiment with bilingual programs. Last year, the network premiered RPM Miami, a drama about the underground nighttime racing scene. And running now is the second season of a reality show chronicling the frenetic family and professional life of singer Jenny Rivera.
We all love Jenny. Oh, Jenny. I love Jenny.
I Love Jenny now has a spin-off show with Rivera's daughter, Chiquis. Living in L.A., the Rivettas move easily in and out of Spanish and English. But Telemundo producer Belt says don't call it Spanglish.
We really cringe at that word because Spanglish is neither, in my view, English or Spanish. It is a distortion of both languages.
Belt says what does not work in bilingual TV is having the characters say each line in both languages. That gets tedious.
If you're watching it and you understand both languages and you're getting direct translations of what the other character said in another language, you're going to lose people.
This is something Belt says she learned while working on one of the first bilingual TV series, ¿Qué pasa, USA?, a 1970s PBS sitcom about a Cuban-American family.
¡Qué graciosa! Hey, don't look now, but someone's watching us.
Ay, ¿quién nos está mirando? Es mono.
It's Bobby.
For years, public television was the only place to find bilingual TV. Spanish language networks insisted on remaining monolingual, and mainstream English language networks also resisted the idea of going bilingual, except for Dora. Nickelodeon's Dora the Explorer was a hit, and now the producers of a new series for Comcast hope for the same kind of success with an even younger crowd.
It has to be entertaining. I mean, we're dealing with children that are 0 to 4.
Mario Solis Marich is talking about his new channel, Baby First Americas. He says there's a boom in Latino babies born in the U.S. It's his chance to try hooking infants and toddlers into watching TV.
This is a blue ocean strategy. We have no competition. What we're doing right now absolutely exists nowhere.
It's too soon to know the ratings for the baby network, but youngish Latinos are not necessarily clamoring for bilingual TV.
Right now, there's just so many options of content that I can go after. I can go after English, I can go after Spanish, I can go after bilingual.
28-year-old Lance Rios runs the website Being Latino. As a second-generation New York Puerto Rican, he can be choosy about his TV shows. He says he's more inclined to watch Mad Men in English than any telenovela in Spanish.
You know, Spanish language television is not something that we watch at all. It was something for old people. You get the really extreme dramatic reaction to every little situation, and it's just like it's really hammed up. I don't watch it just because I am so used to just that certain level of quality when it comes to television programming overall.
As for the new bilingual shows, Rio says he may give them a shot, but to keep his attention, they'll have to be better than anything else in English or Spanish on TV, cable, Netflix, Hulu, YouTube, and on and on and on. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. We had engineering support from Daniel Shukin.
Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Graham Smith, Franklin Cater, Jordana Gustafson, Gabe O'Connor, Carol Klinger, Viet Le, Jennifer Longmire-Wright, and Rhonda Ray.
Our web producer is Siri Grassley. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.